Hey, Timo here. Hope you're having a great day. Quick financial advice. Listen to people who have made mistakes and learn from their experiences. It's much cheaper and easier and will save you a lot of time. Listen to the authors, listen to older people, even if you don't like them or even if you are stubborn and don't want to listen to them. Their advice is way cheaper than actually making bad financial decisions. Hope that helps. Talk to you soon. After that piece about making money and talking about money and why people don't talk about money, Ridwan from London called in. And by the way, Ridwan has some awesome daily quotes he's been doing, and I'm encouraging him to keep it going. He's got some short, sweet quotes that are super powerful, so let's do some more of those, by the way. But he discusses in the call a book he's been reading. It's got a great title about being a badass, making money. And I'm going to share the call with you, and then I have a few comments after.
Hey, Timo. Since you're talking about money, I really wanted to talk about money today because today I started listening to this audiobook called You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. And the very big takeaway is that I think one have to be ready to be uncomfortable in order to make more money. I think that sentence really resonated with me for some weird reason, because I've always been uncomfortable with making money. I wanted to save money but never wanted to make more. Did that make any sense? Well, anyway, speak soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for the call in, Ridwan. Appreciate it. So I'm not sure if I understood you correctly. Definitely love the name of that book. You're a badass at making money. And maybe I should just tell you that. You are a badass at making money. So if I could make some clap sounds right now, I would clap, 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 clap when I say this to you and all the other listeners. You are a badass. I would probably insert, you are a fucking badass at making money. So thanks for sharing that book with us in the audience. But it kind of got me thinking, for me, in my entrepreneurial course and business up and downs over the last 15, 20 years, I've really done a lot of reflection over the last few years about it. I think a lot of us did during the recession or after the recession. But for me, it comes down to being comfortable with making money, and it goes into the mindset and thinking big about how much money you can make and what kind of markets generate big amounts of money. If you're just, you know, trying to sell Amazon stuff or eBay stuff or trinkets on Etsy, you know, nothing wrong with any of that. But you're probably not going to make that much money. Whereas if you're in real estate or, you know, doing buildings or selling private jets or yachts or big businesses where you have the reach of, you know, big markets, you know, you're trying to affect the lives of billions of people or millions of people, and then you can scale that business, you know, sell a product to the masses, then that's you know, you have to look at the size of the market and relate that to your thinking. But that, for me, it goes back to self-worth and deserving and accepting and how you feel about yourself, and therefore being comfortable about making money and what you're willing to accept. I grew up outside of Flint, Michigan. You've all heard of Flint with the water crisis. And now I live near Aspen, Colorado. So you can't really get much opposite on the spectrum of Flint, Aspen, Aspen, Flint, Flint, Aspen. Totally opposite mindsets. And I've really had to work at feeling deserving and worthy, and you know, to work with clients all over the country, you know, who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And you know, I work with some of the wealthiest people in the country, selling them investment real estate and impact investments. It, you know, you have to have the mindset to think big and accept big. And I still struggle with it. You know, sometimes throughout the day, I feel the little Flint voice there in the back of my head, and I gotta smack it upside the head. So I think it goes back to mindset. So maybe I should play Smack My Bitch Up. Someone played that the other day, and when that little Flint voice comes back in my head, or that, you know, whatever that voice is for you, that negative derogatory voice telling you to think small and you can't do it, maybe you should just turn this song on. When I look back at my money journey, and Ridwan mentioned a book, I kind of thought to myself, which books affected me when it comes to money? So I kind of went through the last 20 years and wrote down a little list here, like 10, I don't know, 12 books, something like that. And they're kind of chronological in the order I read them in, that really changed my earning and my accepting and my worthiness and deserving surrounding money, and you know, accepting big sums of money for not doing much work. And there's always that teeter-totter of like, you do a lot of work and you don't get any money, and you do hardly any work and you make tons of money. So a lot of it comes down to, I think, to mindset again and your energy and what you're willing to accept. But I think the first one I read was, you know, the classic Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Didn't really resonate with me that much. It seemed kind of far out and kooky and affirmations. I mean, I kind of got it, but you know, it definitely was food for thought. And then the one that I think really changed me on a deeper level was from one of my mentors, someone I look up to immensely, the late Wayne Dyer. And that was The Power of Intention, and how much intention affects anything we do, from, you know, doing something with our kids, to recording an anchor call, to going to the grocery store, towards to going to a jog, towards, you know, hoping for the best outcome for a conversation or a business deal or whatever. So The Power of Intention was super powerful, and I didn't quite get it when I think I listened to that as an audiobook, but I didn't get it, but I did get it. And there's something about when Wayne talks to you, you have to listen, and you go deeper. For me, the audiobook really resonates with me. And then some of the other ones, which might fall into the category of cheesy, it's a little passe now, but when it came out, you know, it was on the heels of the movie What the Bleep, you know, kind of about quantum physics and the law of attraction. And the Secret was definitely transforming, and, you know, mindset, and you do some of those tricks and wow, you can change your financial life in a hurry. And that kind of led me into Jerry and Esther Hicks, which they actually do Abraham, and they've written tons and tons of books. I've been to some of their seminars. And two of the ones that stick out are the Law of Attraction, which I think goes more in depth and is more realistic, as opposed to The Secret. So that's definitely worth reading. And then they have another one called The Vortex, which is pretty awesome. And I strive to be in the vortex as much as I can. You have to read it to find out what I mean. And then after I had some success with all the, call them frou-frou books, I mean, the stuff actually works, but I tried to get practical, and I listened to, or actually read Dave Ramsey's book, Money Makeover, which he offers some real practical advice, you know, about saving money and budgeting and mindset and things you have to do now so you can live better later. Definitely you have to apply that stuff practically, and that's I struggle with that sometimes, because I definitely like spending money. When it comes to the practical things, that I have to be more disciplined to apply those things to my life. And then I went back into Wayne Dyer, and he came out with an audio series, or it was actually a book, but then if you listen to a tape he did, or an audio program he did on Maui, called Excuses Be Gone, the stories and the guests and the audience participation, definitely worth listening to. Excuses Be Gone. Get the audio version of it. And then a couple I've been into recently, and some people might find him a little crazy and cuckoo or too far out or, too pompous. So the next one was Grant Cardone, and he might offend you at first, but if you really dig in and listen to what he's saying, he's actually pretty legit with his advice. You know, the flashy lifestyle, Rolls Royce, Miami Beach, private jet, pompous, speaks his mind, might offend you, but if you really dig in and listen to what he's saying, it makes tons of sense. He talks about how being poor or being middle class doesn't help anybody, doesn't serve anybody, doesn't help your family, doesn't help your neighborhood, doesn't help your community, doesn't help the world. So you might as well be fucking rich and be wealthy, and then you can actually make an impact and do something. And his mindset surrounding that is his 10X philosophy. And if you think about it, when you look at your goals and you say, I want to make 100 grand this year, he says 10X that shit, and you actually go out to $1 million. If you make that your goal, and even if you get 50% of that goal, you're already 5 times greater than your initial goal. And so I like to say, 10X it. If I'm going for $1 million, might as well go for 10 million. And I'm only going to surpass it and go farther than I originally was going to go in the first place. So that mindset, that thinking big mentality, goes a long, long way. So check him out. He's got a bunch of great books. I think one's 10X, the other one's Sell or Be Sold, which makes a lot of sense in today's world. And then if you want something a little more philosophical or historical, and I think as I've gotten older, I wanted to learn more about the history of money, and I've always loved history. And there's a good one called The Ascent of Money, and it essentially traces back the original systems of barter and trade and coins and paper money and currency and systems of trade and financial systems. And that's essentially what Hamilton the musical was about, is the treasury. And if you mirror Hamilton's financial system to the French financial system that collapsed during Napoleon's time, and then the Dutch tulip craze, and pretty amazing how money is really nothing without the belief in the money, in the currency, in belief in the system. So if you separate yourself from what money is, or what you think it is, and you say, wait a minute, it's just a belief, and it's it's just an exchange of value between people or organizations, and you start to look at it that way, and you say, okay, what value can I add in the world? It really takes the edge off of $100 or $1 million or thousands of bucks, you know, thousands of dollars or 50 grand. Okay, what's the value I'm adding here, and who's willing to pay me for that value? And I'm trying to remember his name, Neil something or other. The Ascent of Money, definitely worth checking out. And then another one that Seth Godin has talked about, and Wayne Dyer has talked about, is The Magic of Thinking Big. And that goes along with Grant Cardone, 10X. And that's an old book. I think that's from like the 60s. The audio copy is horrible, but you know, short book, short read, but super valuable information. And two others that I've read in the last few years that, you know, as I'm maturing and getting older and wanting to make more of an impact in the world and not just make money, but make money do more for me and do more for the world. Peter Diamandis has two awesome books. One is called Bold, and the other is called Abundance. And they're both about the mindset. If you want to be a transformational player in the world and really make an impact and make your mark, you know, and build some thought processes and learn some examples around, again, thinking big. This is kind of a theory here, or a, you know, a little pattern in these books. So there's definitely a pattern of thinking big and taking action in these books for me. A couple of them are practical, and I probably need to add some more practical ones to my list. And so maybe I'll do that. But my last one is a new one that actually just came out. I think the guy's a Harvard professor. And he studied art and literature and movies, and drama, whatnot, and extracted money lessons, you know, capitalist philosophies and socialist philosophies and different money beliefs in all the different arts. You know, and originally in the, I think it was the Medici times in the, you know, the Renaissance, that's essentially what a lot of money did, was finance the arts and the painting and the architecture and the invention. And his book, it's called The Wisdom of Finance. It's definitely a good listen or a good read, more on the historical aspect of money, but he does some really cool tie-ins of the arts and the different messages in the movies and the books, as it relates to money and capitalism and beliefs and action and everything that's, you know, flowing through these different books we've talked about. You know, Tony Robbins, you know, always talks about massive action, which to me, you know, goes in line with the magic of thinking big and the 10X, you know, Cardone philosophy. You know, he's got two money books, but I'm sorry, Tony, you know, I would add those to the list, but I feel like they're just like giant sales pitches for your, you know, wealth planning and your, you know, your EFT, you know, or ETF funds and whatnot you're trying to sell. But I think your message of like, you know, mastering the game of money and unshakable and, you know, financial health and balance and, you know, being strong with money so you can actually do stuff in the lives of others and your own life, that really resonates with me. And so I would add those to the list if they weren't such big brochures. But I, you know, overall, the, you know, massive action, thinking big and hustling and really getting after it. And for me, you know, vibrating or like controlling my energy and being positive and, you know, leads to creativity and positive outcomes, stuff like that. So that's my money book list. Now that I've blabbed on about my money books and my long financial history and whatnot and my way of thinking, I'm interested to hear your way of thinking and what you think about those books and what books I missed, what books I should read, what books have impacted you when it comes to money or, you know, making a difference or, you know, finding meaning and purpose. I don't think it's all about money. I think money is about value and exchange of that value, and the benefits come back and the abundance comes back and the karma comes back. So I want to hear what you have to think about those books and what other books I should add to the list. So call in, give me some claps, hit me up in the comments, and we'll continue the discussion. Timo, signing out for the Bureau of Impact. Talk to you soon.